turning our attention now to a story of kindness. With me on the line, I have Miriam O'Sullivan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Very good, very good. Now, you live near Killarney. Tell me what happened to you and who came to help.
Well, it's something I want to highlight in the context of the new residents of our town, like the Ukrainians, the IPAS residents, and those people who are often mentioned in news items and conversations in a negative context as regards things like crime, exacerbating the housing crisis, draining the state coffers of welfare, etc. But my story is a very positive one. I was in Killarney last week and I was donating to the Vision Ireland shop on High Street, and I got out of my car, held my box of glasses in my hand and promptly fell over the curb straight down on the footpath, smashing
my
box of the glasses and almost smashing my teeth in the process, but I didn't. The people who came to my assistance were two of the IPAS residents whom I didn't know before. One of them just set about cleaning up all the broken glass and disposing of it carefully in the bin and helping me up off the ground, while the other one went away to a newsagent somewhere and bought me a bottle of water. And out of the little allowance that they get weekly for living, I mean, that was a monumental contribution to me, I felt.
You must have been in a desperate state of shock after falling and smashing the glass and all of that, falling over the curb, Miriam.
I was, but I'd be known for my falls, Jerry, and there's nothing wrong with my head, it's just awkwardness. So I promptly got up and went about my business again, but I couldn't have done it without their help, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to highlight that these people are like us, you know, and they are no different. They might look different, but they are no different. There is no reason for our ignorance to label them in any other way but like us.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the times it's ignorance that gets people fearful and perceiving them as some sort of enemy in our town. But actually, I'm also very very much a part of the local Killarney House Park Run, which happens in the domain at Killarney House every Saturday morning at 9:30. And we have numerous Ukrainian and IPAS residents volunteering and participating in that event, like many of whom have become our friends by now. And a couple of weeks ago, actually, we had the privilege to have Vladislav Harashkevich, who was the, if anybody was watching the Winter Olympics, he was the Ukrainian athlete who was performing the skeleton. And because he was displaying victims of Russian aggression on his helmet, he was banned. He was banned from participating.
Yeah.
And he was there, and like to see people like that, an example of a Ukrainian who has stood up for his principles and let his dreams be forfeited in return. I mean, we can learn an awful lot from these people, as well as the Ukrainian leaders in our community, like Natalia Krasnenkova, who rounds up the local Ukrainian community and brings them all to the park run. And we get to know them as our friends and our neighbours and our locals.
And Miriam, the two who helped you, they were obviously asylum seekers. One ran to the shop and bought you a bottle of water. The other started cleaning up and got you right on the road again.
Yes. Yes. I mean, talk about kindness. You know, that's what we all want to pursue. That's what we all want to embody in our lives every day. And I just wanted to mention them because so often they get a bad rap, you know, and people say they're fearful when they see them and all this kind of thing. But as I said, I think a lot of that is down to the ignorance, in the most pure sense of the word, of us who have not been exposed to these people in any kind of interactive manner.
Yeah, yeah, because you mentioned the story, and look, it is an area where the European Union is looking at managing migration. And very often we get the stories of clampdowns and restrictions, and even the Cabinet today is to discuss a new appeal structure for international protection applicants ahead of the EU-wide asylum migration pact that comes into effect on Friday. And it changes, you know, that'll bring changes in for quicker processing and all of those things. So very often it's seen through that context rather than what happens on the ground here.
Exactly.
As evidenced by what you're talking about, your incident of getting support and help from two of them, and the wider context of the park runs and things like that, Miriam.
And like the other thing that I'd like to mention is that the Ukrainian community locally had what they call the Chestnut Run. Now, that is a run that they have on the streets of Kiev annually to raise money for certain charities in Ukraine. And on the day that Vladislav was here, that was the day of the Chestnut Run, so they replicated their Chestnut Run in Killarney and had their flags and a sizable group of Ukrainians. And all of that is helping to educate the local community about what is their culture, you know, where do they come from, what do they believe in, what are their principles, and, you know, to get us to understand them better. I think that's really vital, and it's happening in small ways every week.
Yeah, so it was Mohammed and Mustafa came to your help.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And they're effectively, they're just waiting, they're processing their asylum application, and they're living in the IPAS centre.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, Miriam. Look, thanks very much for telling us the story, a story of Good Samaritans. We'll see where that one goes, but I'd love to hear other people's views on that, Miriam. And thanks for giving us your story here on Radio Kerry today.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Brilliant. Miriam O'Sullivan there, telling the story of being in Killarney, falling over a tray of glasses, smashed on the road, and two international protection applicants came to her aid, Mohammed and Mustafa, holding going to a shop, getting water, making sure she was okay. Give us your review on that on 0667123666. And Miriam saying, look, we want to bring to your attention the story because the headlines are always nearly negative when it comes to asylum seekers and pressure on services and numbers coming in and reform of the asylum service.